Nothing is vain that God created, anger or forbearance or sincere counsel or God. None of these things is absolutely good, nor is any one of them absolutely evil.
Ah, that's simple. Please remember this. By remembering this, I mean by understanding it. Not to nag about anything. Not to believe in something is evil, something is good. No. Depends when and where and how. That is the point. As simple as that. Nothing is not extreme bad, nothing is extreme good. But you could do extreme bad, you could do extreme good. That's your choice. Yes.
The usefulness and harm of each depend on the place. For this reason, knowledge is necessary and useful.
Ah. You have seen us for so many years now talking about knowledge, science, knowing. Why that is very good? This is the reason. Because that will help us to choose the right place for the right thing to do. Yes.
Oh, many a punishment inflicted on a poor fellow is more meritorious than bread and sweetmeat.
Like the punishing the children. They do the mistake, you punish them. That punishment is good because it's helping them to correct themselves. That's why the intention is correct. Yes?
For sweetmeat, unseasonably causes yellow bile, slaps purge him of wickedness. Give the poor fellow a slap in season, and it will save him from beheading. The blow is really inflicted because of evil disposition. The stick falls on the dust, not on the felt.
This is something that I don't think you will understand. Have you seen this? How they clean up the carpet. They hang it, and with the stick, they hit it. They punish the carpet? No, because this stick will change the condition over there to keep the dust or bring the dust out to make it clean. So, kicking a carpet with a stick is good or bad? That is the point, yes.
Every Bagram has a banquet hall and a prison. The banquet is for the sincere, and the prison for the half-baked. A sword once lancing, and you apply a poultice to it, you will establish the pus in the sword, so that it will eat away the flesh underneath and will be half of profit and 50 losses. Dal Quack said, I am not saying let pass. I am saying take some care to investigate. Listen, do not bar the road of patience and deliberation. Be patient and reflect for a few days.
Aha! Whatever I did is to make you understand that you should be patient. What does that mean? You hear it. What does that mean to you? Is the difference between animal and human being. Animal will react for an action. It will make a reaction. You should sit down, think about it, understand it. Because the thing that you don't like, maybe when you understand it, you like it really. That's the difference. Yes?
In deliberation, you will hit upon a certainty. You will chastise me with a sure conviction. Why indeed walks falling and wayfaring when it behooves them to walk in an upright position, upright posture? Take counsel with the company of the righteous. Note the command to the prophet, consult them.
Major point. The difference between me and the dog, remember? I could talk. So, the first thing is, I have questions. Where do I get my questions? That's the point, to find the knowledgeable people and listen to them. Do you get it? What are we doing now? We are listening to the speech of a man who was changed and who became a very knowledgeable fellow. We do that. This is it. That's the major part of being human being. To read and understand. Because our history of improvement and culture, where is it? It's in the language, it's here. That's what we should do, and we are doing. Yes?
Their affair is consultation, or to this purpose. For owing to consultation, mistakes and errors occur less.
That's why there is this order in a couple of religions that he is pointing out, actually, that, hey, talk to the other people. Don't do it personal and ego-centered. Yes?
These intellects are luminous like lamps. 20 lamps are brighter than one.
This is the point. Who is Beethoven? That exceptional fellow that something from somewhere will fall in his head. And he is in that mood. He could do that. Right? There are the same people in knowledge that suddenly they will realize the new stuff, then they give it to everyone. Yes?
There may happen to be amongst them a lamp that has become aflame with the light of heaven. The jealousy of God has produced a veil and has mingled the low and the lofty together. He has said, travel, always seek in the world and try your fortune and lot.
Traveling. You, the immigrants, what is that? That is the point. By traveling, we got in touch with each other. We learn from each other. So, the order is travel. Here, there means be inquisitive, because there is a hell of a questions, and you could find a hell of the answers for them. Yes.
In assembly places, always be seeking amidst the intellects such an intellect as in the prophet.
The word of intellect here is apple, that thinking system that we talk about. Yes?
For the only heritage from the prophet is that which perceives the unseen things before and behind. Amidst the eyes, too, always be seeking that eye which this epitome has not the power to describe. Mm-hmm. Hence the majestic has forbidden monkery and going to live as a hermit in the mountains.
That's the point. One of the things that a lot of people believed and felt was sort of a hatred for the others. Because if you look carefully, inquisitively, and you have the negative attitude, what do you see? A lot of bad people. There are thieves, there are pushers, there are this, there are that, there are that. So, what should we do? In the ancient time, they will go in the mountain, they will go and live in a cave. Why? It was a solution. First of all, they go there, nobody bothers them, and they find something to eat, and some people will give them something, and when they're sick and they're needed, they come down. But now they are over there and they are these praying to God and that stuff. What is that? It's something that even now they'll do it. In our belief, that's stupid. Because cutting off your connection with the other people means returning back to your ego, to your animal. What's good in that? Because first of all, without the other people, you could not even think. What do? We are standing upon this togetherness. That's the quality of the human being. So, this is why they told you, don't go there and isolate yourself. Yes?
In order that this kind of meeting should not be lost, for to be looked on by them is fortune and an elixir of immortality. Amongst the righteous, there is one, the most righteous, his diploma verified by the Sultan's hand, a Shah.
There is these degrees. Among the knowledgeable one, there is a better one, and there is a best one, because this is what it is. None of us is perfect. We are improving and coming out from the animal. A little bit. Yes.
That the prayer is linked with acceptance. The greatest of men and jinn are not his peers. Those who are sweet or sour in contention with him, in God's sight, their argument is null. For, as we have exalted him by ourselves, we have done away with plea and argument. Since the hand of God has made the Qibla manifest, henceforth deems searching to be disallowed.
Some point as a reference for everyone to stand in the time of the prayer is that. Should you argue about freedom of choice over there? This is the point, yes?
Listen, avert your face and head from searching now that the destination and dwelling place has come into view.
Now that we understand this togetherness, we understand this unified spirit in us, and all that, let drop the rest out. That simple, yes?
If you forget this Qibla for one moment, you will become enthralled to every worthless Qibla. When you show ingratitude to him that gives you that gives you discernment, the thought that recognizes the Qibla will dart away from you.
Yeah, the feeling in you is not made by you. It's by these contact and influences. When you cut them off,